I cannot have a man that is lazy, that does not do anything with his day.
You got to be busy.
You need to be doing something throughout the day. Work, gym,
get
money. Yeah. Like,
let me
like,
miss
do
you.
Something.
Let me miss you.
Like, I can't. I can see you every day, but I can't be with you all day every day. Like, I also have stuff to do on my time. Welcome to Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast with Solange, Jen, and Jen.
Chris
and Kaz. What a vibes are immaculate every time we hop up in here. Are you only approaching a girl if she gives you a look, or would you cold approach her? Like, if you're in an outside environment.
I only have those two options?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, signal. I'm not cold approaching.
What do you mean by signal? Like, she got to look at you?
Yeah.
He's going to give her one of these.
Would you do that? You a pointer? You would give a finger and say, come here?
Like, no, I might do like a nod, like, come here.
But
let's see the nod.
That's gotta be like in the moment, though.
Pick which one you're gonna do it to.
Sam over here with my hunger over here. Mm-hmm. Okay, how you gonna call me over?
Like, I'll be like, I'm with you. I'm like, hey, Chris.
And she's looking at you.
I'm looking.
Hey, peep that over there. I think you should go talk to her.
Nah, it's gotta be in a moment.
Don't be shy.
It's just like in a moment. Like, I'm feeling her. Like, I might just look her up and down and just give her a nod. Like, come here.
She not white enough.
I'm comment on that. I love all women.
For the record, whenever we go back to Texas, because we are from Dallas, whenever we go back to Texas, we're taking Chris, and y'all go see him at Fort Worth.
What? Tell the camera why you're chilling.
Tell the camera.
I love all women. Just know that. That's all. So how do you two know each other?
Me and Cass.
You two, yeah.
Oh. You actually,
how do we know each other?
How do you two know each other?
How did we meet, actually?
How do you know my girlfriend?
Yeah, how do you know her?
She followed me.
She followed you first?
She followed me first. You did.
That's crazy.
You're going to get me in trouble.
How?
But let me tell you one thing about me personally.
Like, you just be like, okay, my girl here.
Regardless, me personally, everything comes to light. Everything. If I need to know about it in a dream. Mind you, I'm not spiritual like that. I'm not like one of those.
In a dream.
Witch girls, like witch females, whatever. Like,
her
I'm
ancestors
like
told her.
My ancestors, called me and
Yo,
told
wait,
me in a dream.
I got to stop you because sometimes, like, y'all be having dreams about your man.
And it's straight like that.
And you wake up pissed off at your man.
Oh, I'm not like that. No. If it's a dream, it's a dream.
I've heard that for real.
Yes, though. Some girls are like that, but
some girls are like crazy as hell.
I've actually
like that.
Heard that.
But also, as a girl, your intuition. You know, like you have intuition. Like you know when your man's cheating.
But what if
or,
your
like,
man's like just
not even
just
that, but your
his
body
business.
Tells you.
I'll be damn. I'm being a wholesome man. My girl had a dream, and now I'm in trouble. she had a dream. I'm cheating.
Wakes up and. Water.
Who was that water female in my dream?
Oh.
Straight like that.
Who's Venus?
Who's Venus?
Who?
Nah.
Have you ever had that happen?
I have.
Oh, really? Shit.
Damn.
What happened?
And we were sleeping together, too.
She woke you up?
Did she wake mattress. Up and
she didn't wake me up, but she woke up.
You gotta get a
up.
New mattress.
We woke up in the morning. It was like time to wake up anyways. And she woke up like, stank face. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, you all right? And she wouldn't tell me at first. And then I'm like trying to get it out of her. And I'm like, yo, like, what's wrong?
Yeah, like,
we didn't argue last night. What's the problem? Come to find out, she had a dream that I was with some girl and I took some girl on some date or whatever.
Shit.
Let me ask you a question. Oh.
Was it true though?
It wasn't true.
Okay,
I was chilling.
But was the girl's name familiar to her?
Yeah, like was it someone
was no
you actually
name.
Knew?
She never said a name or anything.
It was made up. She's making stuff up.
That's
because she was insecure. So that, like, talk about
damn,
that.
Good morning to you too.
Okay, let's talk about insecurity.
Yeah.
If you are talking to a girl and she always constantly is asking for reassurance, like almost on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
How would you go about that?
Every day.
Yeah, no.
You have to tell her she's beautiful.
Or are you just doing it?
Yeah.
No. She said that she need reassurance every single day.
I can't
like,
have
like,
to tell
almost
her
almost on a daily basis, like every day, every
God
other
forbid
day.
You forget to say it.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me I'm beautiful today.
Yeah, you didn't text me good morning today.
Do you hate me?
Well, like, yeah.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
That's a good amount of reassurance for a woman.
I like flowers.
Every week? Every week?
Okay, yeah, so like, look, I feel like, you remember that we were talking about the other day, Jalen?
Dude, I love
there's
the relationship
so much. These TikTokers that we follow, Jalen
yes,
and Monet.
Dude, I love
beautiful
them.
Beautiful couple. I saw this TikTok, like, we both saw TikTok. It was like, he gifts his girl flowers like
he
every week, every 2 weeks. He takes a couple of them out of the bouquet that he gets her and he keeps them in his apartment, in his crib, so he knows whenever they die,
to get her new ones.
New ones.
I feel like that's good, though. And, yeah, and that's like sweet. A weekly or bi-weekly thing.
Exactly.
Or like whenever the flowers die.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be like on a set schedule.
Which there's right. nothing wrong with that.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Like, it's just like little things.
I feel like when it comes to reassurance, like, for me personally, if we go to dinner or if we go somewhere, like, it could literally be anywhere. And, or we're having lunch or whatever the case may be. If I'm getting dressed, you know, like, I put, like, cute little dress on, I put some makeup on, and you don't compliment me, mind you, you're weird. Let me just preface. I know I look good. I'm not insecure. Yeah. Like, I know I look good. Like, let me just preface that real quick.
Yeah.
I put it on. But if I'm dressing up also, like, going somewhere with my man and my man does not compliment me, I'm going to get irritated.
But
I'm going to be like, wow.
You're going to get complimented regardless.
That's what I'm saying. Like the man at the gas station is going to compliment me.
Quick question for you. Y'all go on this date. He does everything right, but he didn't compliment you on how you look. How you feel about that?
Like, pause. That'll set the tone for the rest of the day. Like, if I'm getting dressed and you pick me up, or like if we're at the crib and you didn't compliment me, like, what are you doing?
I wouldn't be as upset. I would like play it off as like a joke. I'd be like, babe, like you didn't like. Do you like my dress? Like,
I just think it's funny how.
At the end of the night. I was like, babe, like look at my dress. Like, it's new. Like, you like it? And if he's like, oh, okay, like, yeah, you like, you look so pretty, I'll take it.
If you follow a man that you're attracted to but never met him in person, would you shoot your shot in his DMs or only like his stories?
Both.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to like the story.
Start with the stories, then I'm going to shoot my shot if you don't get the message.
No, rewind. If he's liking mine back, then I'm going to shoot my shot.
Okay, so he has to like them back. So
I'm
going to
say something slick. Like, if I'm liking your stories, whatever, and it's like,
what's up? Want to be my boyfriend? I left off the D because I was hoping to get that later.
I'm just kidding. That's what she would say. That's a good one, though. Let me write that down.
Say it again.
I said, what's up? Want to be my boyfriend? Without the D. Like, you spell friend. And then you say, I left off the D because I was hoping to get that later.
That's a good one.
You're welcome. Free game.
Where'd you get that from?
Myself.
I like it.
Get me a.
I like that.
Ooh, yeah. We could do that. You can do a girlfriend version.
I like that.
You.
There's
no P or V in there.
What
though.
You mean?
Like, how would you do that?
It would say, "What's up? Are you trying to be my girlfriend? I left out the D because you can get that later."
You could say that.
But then you gonna come off as a creep.
Yeah, but then also like, watch
it's
what
different.
You say.
It's different for a guy. Like, it's different for a guy.
You have to be like.
You have to be that guy.
Like, you have to be have like to be a him. 10 out of 10.
You have to be him. Hemi Neutron.
That's Hemi Neutron right like, there.
You gotta be Drake,
you
basically.
Look.
All right, so that's yours. What's your pickup line?
If we were liking stories back and forth, I would swipe up on the story and say something relevant to the story. I wouldn't be like, oh, hey. Like, men are weird. Y'all just swiping up, be saying some random stuff.
Put
y'all.
Your pussy on FaceTime.
What?
Sir.
Put your pussy lips on live.
That's what I'm saying. $50,000. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, what?
What are some things men can do to help you lean more into your feminine energy?
That's a good question.
Like, if I have to do everything, then I'm being more masculine towards you. You know what I mean? Like, let me just, like, be a girl.
I'm just a girl. What's your definition of everything?
Like, I don't have to, like, worry about, like, finding somewhere to eat. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, what are we going to do today? You know what I mean? Like, that you take charge. Just take charge. That's basically it.
I hate when a guy is like, oh, what do you want to eat today? I don't care.
I hate sorry. That question. Don't ask me. Somewhere and I'm going.
Like, we're there.
I will go whatever. To Applebee's.
I'm very versatile.
Well, what about
we'll go to Denny's.
We'll go to Denny's with a coupon.
Give me an empanada and I'm straight. Like,
what about when he makes plans to eat and then you're like, I'm not really in the mood for that. And then he makes he picks a second spot. You're like, I don't really want that either.
Then that girl's ungrateful. I don't care like that.
I mean, not necessarily ungrateful, because I know a lot of girls, like, some girls are picky eaters, and not just girls, like, a lot
but
of
also,
people are picky eaters.
That's like for him to know that she's picky. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So you need a man to lead.
Yes, lead me. Do something. Yeah. Tighten up.
Do something.
Like,
would you ever want to make the plans?
I mean, I like making plans too, but at the same time, like,
I don't necessarily like making the plan. Like, if I like something or if I see something like online or on social media or something, I'll be like, hey, like, we should go here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, okay, when are you off? When are you not busy? Let's go. Yeah. He makes the plan. Okay, we're going to go at this time, this day.
be ready by 8.
Be ready by 8 or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, okay, bet. Like, I'll give you the place. You make the plan. Like, I will set everything up from my side. You yeah, just like, plan.
I want to go paint today. Okay, go pick a park. I'll bring the supplies, whatever. Like,
you said you want to go paint? So he got to drop what he doing and go paint.
Well, no, not necessarily. Like make time to do it.
Quit what you're doing right now. Take me out to go paint.
Quit your job.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
Why?
I would hate that. I cannot have a man that is lazy, that does not do anything with his day.
You got to be busy.
Like, you need to be doing something throughout the day. Work, gym.
Get
money. Yeah. Like,
let me
like,
miss
do
you.
Something.
Let me miss you.
Like, I can't. I can see you every day, but I can't be with you all day, every day. Like, I also have stuff to do on my time.
Also, blowing me up all day, that'll give me the ick so quick.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I need to miss you. I need to be like, damn.
It's interesting to hear that.
Where's my man?
Some women are like, some women hate that. Some women hate when their man is too busy and they want their man to be.
I need
in
you to be at work all day and have
go
initiative,
go make your money,
and do something, and then come talk to me when you're off. Like, hey, babe, I just got off. Come over. Like, meet me at the house. Like, okay, babe. Like, what
I'm
off for
way.
Dinner. Like, I'll
I'm
pick up
way.
Dinner. Like, I'm coming over. Yeah. Like, we can hang out, watch a movie, whatever. Just chill.
You gotta meet someone halfway. You can't just be like, you gotta do this and then come see me.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I don't like a man that's just gonna stay home. Like, you don't have a job. Like, it's different if you're like, you just quit your job or you don't have a job yet, but you're actively searching for something, then I'll be like,
I'm not gonna
like,
put you down when you're down.
Like, babe, I'll help you. Like, let's look at this or let's go here. There's like a job fair.
But
like,
also, I'm not gonna
like taking care of you. Like,
I'm not gonna support
like, baby,
you. I'm not gonna support you. Like, okay. I'm not. I mean, support you. Like, I'm not gonna pay your bills.
Like,
I'm
you're
not gonna
baby him.
Like, I'm not gonna. You know, like,
have y'all ever dealt with that?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had anyone that had like paid my bills and stuff.
No, I'm talking about, have you ever had to like support
babies like somebody. A bum?
Like baby.
Like support baby. Somebody?
Yeah.
No. What the hell do I look like? Ma'am, it's different if he had it at first and he was good for a while, whatever, whatever, and something happened and you're like, okay, babe, like I got you. Like I'll support you. Like I got us in the meantime, like until you get back on your feet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like straight off the bat, you don't have a job, you don't have an initiative, like you don't know what you're doing. No. Like, we can be cool. We can kick it. If you need help, I got you. You need me to put you on, like, some game, like, I got you. But other than that, like,
But
no.
also, I reciprocate energy. Like, I'm not going to be someone that doesn't have a car, like, you know, doesn't have
exactly,
anywhere to go.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Let's just say his car is in the shop for a month.
Okay.
But he meets you, like, he want to take you out, but he don't really want
to
wait a
if
month.
If he communicates that to me, like, out front, like, hey, like, this is my situation. I want to hang out with you, but, like, you know, like, what can we do? Then I'll be like, okay, like, let's make some plans. I'll come scoop or whatever. And, like, you know, we'll, like, meet halfway. But if he's, like, straight up lying, like, beating around the bush and, like, oh, well, my friend borrowed my car. Like, you know, like, can you come pick, you know? Like, if he's beating around the bush, then it's like, okay, you're being
weird. I
don't
know if I feel right if a girl picked me up on
the
first date.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, in my opinion, if it's the first date, you need to meet me.
Yeah, the first date,
you need to meet
me. Yeah,
I cannot pick you up.
You're not knowing where I live, and I don't want to go pick you up.
Not even that. I'm going to get the ick. I'm not going to pick you up on the first date. I'm sorry. That sounds so crazy, but no. And I need to. You need to show me that your car is going to shop. A month later, you need to have your car, or I'm going to get the ick.
I need the.
I need no, like, I can't, like.
I need the service fee.
I need the service fee. I need the receipt.
Show me the Carfax.
Show me the car. Not for nothing, but it's also just like
working
towards
something. That's not making me be feminine.
Yeah, like that's not. I feel like the man. Like, why do I need to pick you up? Like,
have that dick up.
No.
Hey, they
that's valid.
I probably would too if I was unemployed. Like, that's all I got.
That's what I'm saying. I had to make sure my dick came is. Good. Yo, as hell. You're not going nowhere, baby.
Today. I need to put this
That's
down.
That's what I'm saying. Baby, bring me some Taco Bell or
something. You ever be an unemployed, like, just living off your dick?
Prostitute. Escort.
Escort is crazy.
Would you do that?
I love the escorts, though.
If it was working for you.
Could I? Yeah. Would I ever want to? No.
I feel like in the place that y'all live...
Look into stripping.
Being an escort as a male? As a man?
You were a no, I've never. Don't yeah, do that. Don't do that. No, I've never done that.
Remember, you said the lap dances?
You
said the lap dances.
Love after club.
He said, if I get drunk, verbatim. Yeah, verbatim. Chris, I was sitting on that couch earlier today, and you were sitting right here. Somewhere. And you said, yo, you were sitting right here. No, and you said, if I get drunk, I'm going to be the one giving lap dances.
I
said,
We got video. We got film of that.
Nah, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't or you don't want to?
I couldn't. My dick gonna fall off.
Okay. Like,
I mean there is Viagra.
I'm a sex worker for real.
I know. So let me ask you something.
You have OnlyFans?
No.
Let me subscribe.
Hey, what is it? Share for share? What's that? What do they do?
What?
Were they like subscription for subscription?
This is crazy.
Like they give
no
you the
shame. She's holding. Oh, she's not even holding back.
They
this
give you like,
a,
like
subscription for subscription.
Yeah, but
pick for pick.
No, it's like something. They call it something.
Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you something. So if you were messing with a shorty, okay.
Uh-huh.
Also, if you're messing with a shorty or you were married, whatever the case may be, she didn't want to work. She didn't want to do nothing. She didn't want to work or do anything. She just wanted to raise the kids. But you were making enough money to, you know, put it down. Would you still want her to work or not?
Only if there's kids involved, though.
If there were no kids involved.
There are no kids involved? What are you doing?
She just wanted to kick it at the crib, be a housewife. We're not doing that. Cook, clean, go to yoga, go to Pilates, whatever.
Do your laundry.
You make $300,000.
Do your laundry. Like, you were good. Like, you were good. You did not have to worry about money. She did not want to work. She just didn't want to do nothing.
She wanted to be a housewife.
She wanted to be a housewife. She wanted to take care of you, baby.
You could easily support her. $500,000.
Like, you could easily support her and everything. Like, you were making a good amount of money. Like, you were not worried about money. She just didn't want to work.
If my day is I'm working and I'm like, I come home, I'm tired, I'm stressed out, and you had this beautiful, magnificent day, and you went to yoga and Pilates and went shopping. I'm like, yo, this is not fair. Like, I want to take care of you, but at the
same time, you're jealous as fuck.
If there's kids, that's different.
Well, yeah, but I think leaving the kids part to the side, like, for me personally, I don't know if that was you, but for me personally, like, if I have kids, I'm staying home. I'm going to raise my kids. I'm not going to work unless I did not have a baby daddy or did not have a husband. I'm gonna stay home and raise my children. I'm not doing that. Unless I had to work, then I will. But I feel like a big part of a kid's life is their parents from both sides. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just like, no, like I wouldn't want them to grow up and be like, oh, like when I was little, my mom worked 24/7 and like I barely saw her, but yeah, like I love her so much and she held it down for me forever. Like I want to be a part of my kid's life at the same time.
It's a lot different when you have kids too.
Yeah,
but I mean, I wouldn't want my women to have to work. I would never want that. But at the same time, like, you know, I want to try to balance it out to where, all right, if we don't have kids, let's travel together, let's do I got all this money, like we gotta
let me say something. Some men, y'all have this thing where it's like, okay, well, I provide for the crib. I spend my money on you. I pay the bills. I do everything. I can go do whatever I want. Yes. Yes. So it's like, okay, but I'm at the crib. I'm raising our kids. I cook for you. I clean for you. I do your laundry. I make sure everything is good. I make sure everything is paid, like, from your money, obviously, but I still, like, you know, like,
I manage your whole life.
So you would be lost without me on a serious note. So it's like, why do y'all feel the need, again, not y'all specifically, but why do men feel the need to say something like that or to feel something like that when
feel entitled?
Like, you feel like whatever entitled you want. To do whatever you want, like, oh, I can just go talk to whoever.
Probably what it is.
Whatever. It's but machista. It's also, but yeah, yeah. So, I know that like means like macho man, like in Spanish. It's like, it's like I'm the man, like I can do whatever I want because I take care of you.
It's probably finances, what it feels like.
But finances is not anything. What are you doing for me mentally? What are you doing for me after the finances? Finances is nothing. I can take care of myself financially. I can go get a job and take care of myself financially and take care of my kids if I had any.
Not all women think like that too, because some women are reliant on the finances.
But then you're not looking for a relationship. You're looking for a money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of women deal with that though.
That's crazy.
But I'm talking to say, I don't know, a 40-year-old.
You date a 40-year-old?
He would.
I'm just talking about yeah.
Oh. He would. First of all, he would. Second of all, what do you think, Chris? What do you think?
You're the ages you done told me before. Right, like, there's no limit.
They're okay, so what's beautiful. The oldest? There's,
no limit. What's the 40, oldest 40, you would go?
49?
What's the oldest you'd go?
What's the oldest I've gone?
Yeah.
It's, oh. It's not an age. Okay. It's not an age for him. If she's 55, but she looks good.
No.
Like if she looks young.
If she look good, he'll do it.
She could be your mom, though.
Because J-Lo beautiful.
If she 55. And she looked good.
Going for 50.
No. I didn't say that.
She looked good for sure. You look good.
So you that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't really care about the age.
What's the oldest y'all would date?
The oldest I
have.
Dated. What's the oldest you have dated?
25.
Like, aren't you 25? 30 something.
30 what? 30 big difference.
32.
Over 35.
Oh, so you prefer older?
No, not necessarily. But like, I like 30 year olds.
So you like almost 40 year olds.
I'm not gonna lie, scientific fact, women mature faster than men. So the older a man is, the more mature he's gonna be. Just because I'm 25 and he's 25 does not mean we are at the same mental mentality. Like, no. You could still act like you're 12 and I'm gonna act like I'm 25, 30. Uh-huh. But you're still down here. You're down here compared to me. Like I'm up here.
But well, you said you wouldn't date a man TikTok over 20. You wouldn't date a man over 25.
I didn't say I wouldn't. No, I said that's the only. Oldest. That's the oldest I've dated. I know you like them older babies. I know you like older women.
No, wait. So what's the oldest you've dated?
45.
Since you wanted to get into it.
I'm gonna say
53.
I'm gonna say 47.
Dang, what do y'all think I am?
I don't know.
She watches the pod. She know you express 40. How
you
much
express,
you like older
women.
Okay,
baby,
in the 30s. In the 30s.
Okay. No. You like,
he likes older milfs.
He likes older.
He don't like me.
Like in the 30s. Not.
So 40. What's the highest number you've gone?
37. How long would you have to be with a man for him to meet your kids?
Like, I mean, I have guy friends that became like a little more than friends.
I'm talking about
but that's what I'm saying. No, but wait, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't just like date someone and then it just like, oh, like these are my kids. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be friends with them and like they'd meet my kids as friends, and then later on, you know, it becomes more.
I've heard that a lot too.
But I've never
it's smoother than that. Like, you can't introduce him as your man, especially when they're older.
Like, even when I'm around, like I have brought my kids around like one time around this guy. I'm not like touchy or like around that guy in front of my kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a respectful boundary.
My niece and my nephew, I'm very protective over.
Yeah,
like my sister is getting married in the summer, and my niece calls her like stepdad dad, and I'm like, I don't like
that.
Not
until daddy.
I understand.
Question, what? Okay, ooh, so whenever y'all bring girls around your guy friends, that means like that's your girl for real? Or like you're just bringing her, like, you know?
So. Speaking generally.
Because from a girl's perspective, like,
it's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
Like, I'll meet the guys. Yeah. Like, I think that's cool. Like, I become
one of the boys. Like what's up?
I don't bring any girl around my boys.
Wait, but is that like a Miami thing, or is that like
as like a Chris thing and as a Cass thing?
Like, for example, we went to Top Golf.
Yeah.
If we're doing something like that, I probably wouldn't bring like some random thotty.
Obviously. Because then she's gonna get your homeboy.
Yeah, it's like
I'm talking about earlier.
And I'm not and not just with the homeboys, I'm not really trying to bring her to like a small group date type thing. So
if this girl can vibe
that's the biggest thing.
If she can vibe with my friends, I'll bring her around. Or is it just like if I'm actually like messing with her, then I'll bring her around.
If she's like introverted a little bit, I'm not gonna force her to be like, you need to be cool with my friends, you need to talk to them.
So if you're just having sex with this girl as opposed to actually having sex with her and like genuinely talking to her, would that change if you brought her to like to your friends or not, like introduce her to your friends?
Probably not. If we're just having sex, then
that's what it is.
Like, no. But if you're having sex with her and like boundaries. Y'all are cool, y'all vibe, you enjoy her company, like you want to hang out with her but you also want to hang out with your friends, like would you bring her around your friends
if she's cool with people? Yeah.
But what if she got the wrong idea?
And she's like, oh my gosh, she's trying to cook.
She thinks like, we're trying to like start dating?
Like in a sense of like, oh, like he brought me around his friends, so.
And I would tell her what it is. Like,
yeah, that's communication.
Just hanging out.
Right.
Yeah. What if she hits you with the, what are we?
Oh my gosh.
Yo, my favorite question.
I hate that question. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What are
friends?
We? Grow up.
Friends?
Grow up. We are friends until you ask me straight up. You're my girlfriend.
But don't ask me.
What I really hate.
Because I'm going to say no.
I really hate that question when it's like the first or second time.
Like, what are we doing?
Ask you, what are we?
It's annoying.
No.
Yes.
I mean,
I feel like the girl is supposed to ask that.
Guys ask too.
Or like they'll straight up be like, I want to marry you. I want to date you. Like off the rip. And I'm like, you don't even know my favorite color. Like, you don't even know my favorite color.
And it's like we've never even hung out before. Like, you're just in my DMs. I'm like, yo, that's pretty bad. What if I say yes? What if I'm crazy and I say, yeah, let's get married?
Now what?
I guess you get married. Y'all can let me know what you think about this. Okay. But I hung out with this girl this one time. I had known her for a while, but it was our first time us hanging out one on one. And I guess she just really liked my energy, whatever.
I love your energy.
She said, I really like you. And I didn't know how to handle that because it was our first time hanging out.
I mean, she can really like you. She didn't say, I love you.
Yeah, but it's like, the way she said it,
she was like, what do you like about him? Let him cook.
She was like, I really like you. Like, I'm having a really good time. Like, I just really like you. And I was like...
Thanks, Pookie.
I don't know what to say. It's our first time hanging, and the way she said it was like very, very intimate. It was like,
okay, how long were y'all talking before that?
We weren't talking. We just knew each other through a friend, but it was our first time hanging out.
It was your first time hanging out, but how long were you like texting or like whatever the case?
Not really that long.
Give me a time frame.
I had known her maybe for like 2 years, but every time I saw her, but we never texted. Personally. Every time I saw her was through like the friend. And then finally, we exchanged info, and then we kind of just set up a time to you know, meet up.
I feel like when it comes to that, like if y'all know about each other and she's seen you out like in a friend group and she's there, but y'all don't really talk to each other, like you like her vibe, she likes your vibe. I think that's okay for her to say that, but.
No, but, I feel like the way she said it, if that, like me personally,
the way she said it, I would have gotten the ick.
I would not have said that.
I just didn't know how to respond to it.
Yeah, like, I would have been like, but oh, like, okay.
She's probably like reassuring you, like, you know.
But there are also females that are just like really intact with their emotions. So it's different.
Again, with the, like, I need reassurance every day. Like, she's reassuring you. So she's telling
you.
So
maybe, I mean, it felt good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. All right, I got one more question. If y'all went out and you... we're talking to a shorty, but you brought the shorty around your friends. Shorty interested in Chris. Mm-hmm. When she saw
more
Chris.
Than you.
More than you now. How would you
would
go
you,
about that?
Would you pass her to the boys?
Oh, that
would
happens
you
pass all her the time.
That has never happened. Oh my God. Let's hear it.
We already talked about this.
There's one pending.
Oh,
you need to stop. No.
Let's hear it.
We already talked about this. You are definitely her type.
Oh.
You are definitely. Yes.
We don't know that.
We're going to find out. The same women. Usually,
it's pending.
Women that are into like dark skinned men, they like him and they're not into me.
You're not even dark skinned.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not even dark
skinned. Compared to me and him, yeah.
I'm not dark skinned.
Y'all are maybe like two shades lighter.
That's cat.
You're like two shades lighter.
Honestly, like if you brought out a makeup palette, you'd be two shades lighter.
As a woman, you're like two shades.
It's your winter color too.
Actually, maybe.
This is Florida. They don't have like a winter in Florida. Light.
But usually women that are like brownish. Into like light skin or on the fair skin, they're into me and they're not into him. Mm. If they're like looking at me and him.
How would y'all go about it?
We let them choose.
No, but you're already talking to her.
You're talking to her. Out. Yeah, like you brought her out, like you've been talking to her for a minute.
Like you spent your time.
Like it's been like a month, maybe 2 months, give or take. And you're like, okay, let's meet the homeboys. I kind of be like, damn, really?
Of all the people you choosing a homeboy? Yeah. But at the same time, she already made her decision, so I'm going to let it be. Damn. I'm not going to go fighting her for it, because then every time we hang out, she's going to be looking at Chris, like, why I want to hang out with you?
Right.
Like, she would tell him, I'm feeling your boy?
No. Maybe
she's not
going
to say it.
She's not going to say it, but you can tell. Like, she's barely talking to you. She's talking to Chris. Like, she's like, being like not handsy, but she's like messing with Chris, like, you know, like
at least from my standpoint, I would call her out. I'd be like, yo, don't touch me. Like, you came with him
as his boy. Touch
me. That ass. I really I'm just really like that. I'm very straightforward. I'm like, yo, don't touch me, don't talk to me. Like, right, go back
don't
to
leave
him.
My number.
You came with him. Like, talk to my boy. It doesn't literally go down like that. It's just
We don't be messing with the same girls. Nah, we don't like that.
I don't do that. I care about my friendship more than I care about that.
Don't go nowhere, man. No way. Don't go nowhere. Because it's Can't Abide With Y'all podcast. Go follow, like, subscribe, rate, review, share with your mama, share with your daddy, share with your friends, share with your uncle, share with your baby mamas, baby daddies, nephews, nieces, aunties, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
Are we on there? Peace. We on there.